Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
The Lewis and Clark expedition to the Pacific Northwest is considered a hallmark in the exploration of the American continent. Conceived by President Thomas Jefferson to explore and document the geography, natural resources, and Native American cultures in the vast unknown regions recently acquired in the Louisiana Purchase, this early 19th century probe was not a solo act. Concurrently and with similar objectives, the president also planned a southern version of the now famous Corps of Discovery. Led by two prominent Scottish immigrants, William Dunbar and Dr. George Hunter, the venture was originally intended to trace the Arkansas and Red Rivers to their sources. Had it succeeded as planned, it would have rivaled the Lewis and Clark expedition in scope. However, aggressive Osage Indians along these rivers altered the president's scheme, and he sent Dunbar and Hunter to explore the Washita River instead. The party of 19 departed St. Catherine's Landing below Natchez on October 16, 1804. To access the Washita River, the voyagers had to travel down the Mississippi River to the mouth of the Red River and proceed upstream to its confluence with the Black River and then the Washita. Along the way, Dunbar and Hunter conducted their daily routine of recording their position along with a description of the region, including the biodiversity. Struggling upstream through frequent shoals that required loading and unloading of the boats by the recalcitrant crew, they poled into the frontier village of Fort Monroe, now known as Monroe, on November the 6th. The party continued upstream and arrived at the vicinity of Hot Springs, Arkansas, on December 6th. For a month, the expedition camped at the remarkable cluster of hot springs while Dunbar and Hunter conducted their scientific inquiries. They arrived back in Natchez in late January 1805. The accomplishments of the Dunbar-Hunter expedition, though on a much smaller scale than Lewis and Clark's epic journey, were nonetheless noteworthy. They gathered geographic data on a wilderness region that was later compiled into an accurate map. They were the first to scientifically document the marvels of the hot springs. Their observations provide valuable insight into the flora and fauna of the Washita River Valley while still in a pristine setting. They verified for a young United States that the area was already well known and traveled by Euro-Americans, mainly commercial hunters and traders, thus offering the possibility of flourishing settlements in the near future.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.